Up next, we're going to talk about messages from beyond and consciousness. Karen Noe joins us. Her latest work, We Consciousness. We'll explain that when we come right back on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Let me tell you a little bit about Karen Noe. She is a renowned New Jersey-based psychic medium, spiritual counselor, healer, founder of the Angel Quest Center in Waldwick, New Jersey, where she teaches classes, gives readings, and practices alternative healing. After author Dr. Wayne Dyer left the physical plane back in 2015, a regular Coast to Coast guest, by the way, Karen has consistently been receiving some very profound and specific messages from him for his family and for the world as we know it as well. While Wayne comes through singularly for his family, he also comes through together with a group of other celestial beings called the We Guides that includes St. Francis of Assisi and a countless number of other angels and ascended masters. Karen, I'm looking forward to this and welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks so much for having me on.
My pleasure, too. You know, Wayne Dyer used to be on our show quite often. I miss that guy, Karen.
Oh, he was loud in life, but he's even louder now.
I guess so. And if somebody was going to do it, it would be him.
Yeah.
It would be him.
How did it start? Well, it's a long story. I'll try to make it short.
You're on for 2 hours. You got all the time you need.
Okay, well, all right. So if I'm on for 2 hours, I could kind of tell you almost the whole story.
Okay.
After I heard about his passing from my daughter, you know, I couldn't believe it. I didn't know what I could do for his family. Now, I have a radio show called The Angel Quest Show on the first Saturday of every month, and I had Serena Dyer on my show a month prior to his passing. So I had her contact information. So I felt devastated. I didn't think the world was going to be the same, and I just felt I had to do something. So I emailed Serena, that's his daughter, and I said, Serena, I'm so sorry to hear about your dad. You know, please let me know if there's anything I could do. Ask him to give you a sign to let you know without a doubt that he's with you. Ask him to come to you in a dream and wake you up after the dream so that you'll remember it. And, you know, I said, if you'd like, I have a book. At that time, it was called Your Life After Their Death that could help you, and I'd love to send it to you that I wrote. So within a short period of time, she emailed me back. She said she'd love to, you know, a copy of my book, so I sent it to her. Now, it just so happened, many synchronistic events occurred that brought us all together. It was really amazing, but then again, it's not. So I was offset to speak at an I Can Do It event for my publisher, Hay House.
Okay, good publisher, by the way.
Thank you. Yes,
good people.
Great. And so I was in Orlando, Florida, about a month after he passed, and I was scheduled to speak there. A day before, they were doing a tribute to Dr. Dyer. You're following so far?
Yep.
Okay. So I went there a day early, and now they had a bus for the Hay House authors, as well as Wayne Dyer's family, going from the hotel over to the conference center. So I'm sitting on the bus, and there's one seat available, and it happens to be next to me. And in walks Serena Dyer. She sits down next to me. And now, I just sent her a book a few days before that, so I said, Serena, I'm so sorry about your dad. I'm Karen Noe. She said, oh, Karen, thank you so much for your book. I just got it today. And we just started to talk a little bit.
And so you two had not met before?
Never met before.
Okay.
No. And I didn't know Wayne Dyer. Let me say, I knew him. I was a fan of his. I went to his lectures. I read his books. And that was about it, a fan. So, so we're sitting on the bus. And pretty much that first time, no messages came through. But I was saying to her, you know, have you felt your dad at all? Did you receive any signs from him? How about dreams? And she said her sister Sage, the youngest one, had a profound dream in which, you know, she dreamt of Wayne, and in the dream, she actually hugged him and felt, these are her words, his hairy arms. So, and she said she felt amazing afterwards. So I told Serena, without a doubt, that's a true visitation. That's amazing. And just keep looking for signs like this and messages and dreams and all sorts, you know, things like that. That was pretty much it. So we went over to the conference, to the, you know, it was a very nice thing. It was a tribute to Dr. Dyer. Okay. Following so far?
Yep.
I told you it's a long story. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you.
So I'm leaving the conference center, and here are my insecurities. Okay, they start to come inside of me. I'm saying, I'm so insignificant. I'm not going on that bus. That's my favorite thing.
You're saying this to yourself?
I'm saying, where do you hear what happens? I got yelled at. I'm saying, I'm so insignificant. This is, you know, something I'm trying to overcome. Meanwhile, I've been doing this for many years. You know, I'm a psychic medium, booked for 2 years ahead.
Let me ask you this first, Karen. Why did this hit you this way? Because I assume you really have never been that insecure.
Yeah, you would be surprised at some people. I don't know. I've been doing this for years. I'm booked for 2 years ahead of time and so forth.
And so you're fine with going out into the public and everything. Okay.
I love it. Huh. But always before I have to do the tapping, you know, the emotional freedom technique and tap on the acupuncture points to make me feel, you know, more comfortable and everything. But, you know, so Wayne Dyer was my, you know, I just adore him. And, you know, on the bus are Wayne Dyer's family as well as my favorite Hay House author. Meanwhile, I'm a Hay House author, but still. So I said, I'm not going on that bus. I'm going to walk back to the hotel room. I'm insignificant. I'm saying this to myself. And as I'm saying, I'm insignificant, I'm so insignificant, that's when I heard him for the first time.
He must have reamed you out.
And he said, get out of your own way. Get out of your own way. And I said, Wayne, is that you? I said, if it's you, you have to give me a without a doubt sign so that I know it's you.
What made you think it was him originally?
It sounded like him. It felt like him. And just like when I have been doing messages for so many years,
all right,
you just know.
And this was a voice, though, in your head?
Yes.
Okay.
That's how messages come.
All right.
And I'm going to explain that because I truly believe, I know we can all do what I'm doing. People have to understand how to receive the messages.
That's right.
Often come intuitively.
We're all radios. You just have to know what frequency to turn on.
Exactly. So I told him, you have to give me a sign to let me know this is truly you. And then, as he always used to say, ask the universe how you may serve, right? So I said to him, how may I serve? And he said, you're already serving. And I said, fine. How may I serve more? So I went to the hotel room, and as I got into the hotel room, there was something very itchy inside of my shirt. And I reached in to grab it. I said, what the heck is this? I pulled out, there was a sticker that had somehow attached itself to the inside of my shirt. And how I know it was not there before, in tiny letters on the bottom of it, it said Disney. I had not been to Disney.
Mm.
So on the sticker itself, huge letters, W. E. And I said, I thought at that time it meant Wayne, first letter, last letter.
Right.
And I, little did I know, it was so much more than that. But I said, oh, my God, this is amazing. Thank you so much. And I felt him laughing. He said, is this good enough? I said, it sure is. That's wonderful. And that was pretty much it. Now, 2 weeks later, I received on Facebook a message from Wayne Dyer's youngest daughter, Sage, who happened, you know, Serena told Sage about us talking and about me telling her that truly is a real visitation from her dad, that dream she had.
Right, right.
Yeah, so we're going back and forth on Facebook. And finally, I just felt Wayne so strongly. He said, call her. I'm here. Call her. So I said, Sage, can I call you? Your dad is here. And she said, yes. So I called her, and he came through with very personal messages. Some are very personal. I can't share on the air.
But messages that really only she would know, right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. But one of which, he said that she's going to be doing what he did when she's 30. And she said she had said that that's exactly what he used to tell her all the time. He used to say she's too mature now, that when she's 30, she's going to be, you know, doing this kind of thing too. So we're going back and forth. And finally I said, you know, Sage, I have an office. Now, she's in Manhattan. She's close to where I am in New Jersey. I said,
and Wayne was in Hawaii, if I remember, right?
Wayne was in Hawaii,
yeah.
Yes, in Maui. Correct.
Okay.
Correct. But now he could be wherever he wants to be.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I said, you know, Sage, I have an office in Ramsey at the time, New Jersey. If you'd like to come to visit me, you know, surely we could talk in person and whatever. Next thing you know, she asked me if her mom could come as well as her two other sisters, Sage, Serena, Sky, and her mom. And I said, sure. Okay, so meanwhile, here we go. I hang up the phone, and the insecurity set in again.
I know.
So I said, okay, Wayne, what did you do to me? I've been doing this for years, but I have never done a reading for the Dyer family, and you better come through.
You're blaming him?
I'm blaming him. So, all right, the next day I decided to take a walk with my dog Duke, and I'm walking, and I'm saying, Wayne, you better come through. And as I'm saying that, he came through loud and clear. And he was so excited to talk about the afterlife and so excited to talk about the we consciousness. That's the WE that was on my sticker.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. And I'm crying and I'm walking. And I had my cell phone with me and I started to record what I was receiving. I didn't want to miss anything, you know, what he was saying to me. Now, it was about a month and a half later that the Dyers, you know, were going to come to see me. So finally, let's fast forward. It's time for the reading. And I'm driving to the center, to my office, and a car cuts me off. And on the license plate, it said Dyer 1 on it.
Oh, what was it, them?
No.
It wasn't them.
It was not them. And they came in an Uber. So, So I said, okay, I know he's going to come through. And I was very happy about that. And as I was, you know, meditating, they walk in. And I'm a shy person. And when they came in, all of a sudden, Wayne's energy just overtook me. You know, they know I said, hi, nice to meet you, very calm and everything. And then all of a sudden, they're in the bathroom. I mean, they had to drive about an hour to come to see me. And Wayne is saying, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. I said, I'm so sorry, but Wayne is saying, hurry up.
And I could see Wayne doing that,
oh my
too.
Gosh. So Serena said, Dad? Because the way I was talking, it was just like him. She said, Karen, Dad? You know, and she was just laughing. So they sat around. We were in my waiting room. They couldn't all fit in my office, but he proceeded to speak to each one of them and told them, first of all, he said to them, he's so excited to talk about the we consciousness. Would they like to hear about the we consciousness, or would they like personal messages? And of course they said personal messages.
Of course.
I would too.
Sure.
So I felt him, you know, he was a little bit down with that. He was so excited to talk about his newfound knowledge. But in any case, he spoke to each of them differently. He spoke to Serena more forcefully. He spoke to Sky more softly.
Did they get emotional? The family?
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so. And as a matter of fact, in the book, The We Consciousness, at the back of the book, there's an appendix. And because some of the messages were so personal, I asked them themselves to share what they wished to share, you know, in the book.
Right.
And they did. So each
right.
of them, they got very emotional. And so when it was all over, and there was a couple of things I can share about that actually Serena posts on Facebook and, you know, makes it known. At the time of that reading, Serena had just had her baby, Sailor, a few months before that. And Wayne told her when she was sitting there that she's pregnant. Now, meanwhile, she has a flat belly and everything. You would never think. But she said, no, I'm not. Everything else makes sense, but not that. And I said, okay, but your dad is showing me fireworks. She said, no. Absolutely not. So she went home, she took the pregnancy test, and she was indeed in the family way due
positive.
4th of July.
Yeah.
So these are the types of things.
And let me ask you this, Karen. Mm-hmm. When Wayne contacted you initially,
yes.
was there a specific reason or message he needed to get out to his family?
I think I was on that same wavelength. What was the message? He just wanted them to know that he was with them. He's bigger and better than ever before. He could be with them with a thought, and he's there. And pretty much that. And to prove that it was truly him, He gave them all messages that only they would know. Nothing he would speak about on stage.
And you would not know it.
I would never know. Yes. Could I give you a few examples that even I was like, oh, my gosh.
Sure.
Oh, wow, Wayne. Well, the next 2 years after that, he has 8 children as well as his wife. And pretty much, you know, 3 or 4 times a week, I would speak to one of them or two of them or three of them. And I have all their phone numbers and et cetera. And I'll give you one example. 6 a.m. one morning, he says, call Tracy now. Tracy's his oldest daughter. And here I am. I'm feeling like, Wayne, it's 6 a.m. I don't think I could call her now. Call her now. I said, okay.
And he died, if I can remember, he had leukemia, but he died of a heart attack, didn't he? Suddenly.
He did. They even took they found out it was a heart attack, and leukemia was healed. No trace of leukemia in his body at all. None. Isn't that amazing?
That's weird, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He knew it all along, but I guess it was his time, you know?
Well, you know, he used to be on our program quite often with me, and never sounded ill at all. Always positive and everything else. Did he have any messages for you, for us as the world, or just his family?
He had messages for his family, but he also had profound messages for the world. Now, what he did was he joined the first, it was New Year's Eve, that first year I started to connect with him. I wanted to stay awake for midnight, and I was tired, so I decided to take a nap about 8 p.m. And as I'm lying down there, I felt Wayne come through specifically for me, and he said to me, now's the time to do what you came on earth to do. And I knew right away what that was, and that was to spread peace on earth. And I said, okay, are you going to be, am I going to be channeling you, you know, for this book? And he said, yes and no. I said, I don't know what that means. Then he told me he was going to be joining forces with a group consciousness called the We Guides.
And hence your title, We Consciousness, in the book.
Correct, correct. And
let me ask you this, Karen. Who are the We Guides? What are they?
The We Guides are a collective consciousness, and it includes St. Francis of Assisi. That was our mutual connection there. That's why we started to connect in the first place, as well as other ascended masters and angels and Wayne Dyer. And it would be hard to differentiate one from the other when they were coming through. It was a larger consciousness. Whereas, you know, Wayne would be able to come through singularly for his family. He continues to do so. He also joins that group consciousness called the We Guides. And they brought together two, and anyway, yeah, so what they did was they started telling me, they gave me 33 profound truths for inner and outer peace.
That's pretty remarkable. Now, but yeah. you also started your, I'm going to say, career connecting with angels, right?
That's right.
How did that happen?
Okay, many years ago.
I tell you what, we're almost out of time. We'll come back after the break, okay?
Absolutely.
But give us your website, Karen.
www.karennoe.com. That's KarenNoe.com.
Very good. We're going to come back in just a moment and talk a little bit more about consciousness and what is on the other side and why it's happening. Karen's latest book is called We Consciousness and 33 Profound Truths for Inner and Outer Peace. We won't go through all 33. Obviously, we won't have time, but we'll take calls with you later on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. We're with Karen Noe. Her latest book is called We Consciousness, which we'll get into, which were 33 Profound Truths for Inner and Outer Peace. That's a lot, Karen, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. You know, when I asked them why 33, you know, why that number? They told me, the We Guides said that 33 symbolizes divine guidance and the spiritual uplifting of all of creation. So it makes sense. That's what the book is all about.
Tell us about the angel connection that you've had, and what do you think angels are?
There are different types of angels. We all have guardian angels, and then there are archangels as well. And the archangels can be in more than one place at one time. So if you call upon Archangel Michael, for example, he takes away negativity. You're not taking him away from somebody else. You are, you know, he's there. He could be in more than one place. Your guardian angel is just with you. And then we have deceased loved ones. They're different. When they come through, they have a personality. And if they were loud in life, they're still loud. If they were quiet, et cetera.
Right. Like Wayne Dyer, that kind of thing.
You got it. That's right. That's right.
Who passes on more info? Who's more helpful to us, the angels or our loved ones?
Well, the angels, for sure, because they don't, it's just total love and peace. Where our loved ones, it helps the living the living ones who are still here know without a doubt that they're okay. So it's very comforting when somebody's grieving to know when they come through with very specific messages for their loved one, okay, they truly are with me. And to understand, the best part, I think I said it before, is not that Karen Noe is able to do this, but we all are able to connect with angels and deceased loved ones. And I believe that's one of my most important mission is to teach people how to do what I do. Because, often people expect, to hear a voice. This is number one. They expect to hear a voice, an audible voice, or to see an apparition of their loved one. But in reality, when they're coming through, they're speaking to us telepathically in our thoughts. So we have to notice the thoughts that just pop in our head for no reason from our loved one. You have to differentiate your thoughts from theirs. And that's very subtle. You just have to see if there's an originating thought that triggered a thought, that triggered a thought. That would be you. I hope you could follow. Mm-hmm. And then a message from our loved one will just pop in our head. So, for example, when my mom passed, I heard, when I say here, it wasn't an audible voice, in my consciousness, hi, sweetheart. I don't call myself sweetheart, you see?
Right.
So I'm just
right.
Telling the listener.
So you knew it was something different.
That's it. It comes to you as a third person. So notice that. You're not going crazy. Notice those thoughts. Most people think they're their own thoughts, but that's how your loved ones are coming through to you and the angels. And once you realize that, it's very exciting. The more they understand that you're paying attention, the more they will come to you.
Tell us about the title, We Consciousness.
Okay, We Consciousness, it's an awareness of the unity of everyone and everything. And that includes animals in nature. It talks about our divinity and compassion for all of life. And it talks about what a person does to oneself or another, how it affects the whole. And if we could fully grasp these important truths, we'd be able to create miracles in our lives and make a significant difference in the world.
The we consciousness part of it, and again, explain the we portion of it.
The we is exactly that we are all one. We're all one. And concept one says, this is the most important truth, our oneness encompasses everything and everyone, including God, the angels, ascended masters, enlightened beings from other areas in the universe, deceased loved ones, animals, and nature. Now, it's hard to really understand this concept when we're in a physical body, because it feels like you're over there and I'm over here. Our bodies differentiate each of us. But when you shed the body, when you leave your physical body and you make your transition, you're able to feel this connection with everyone and everything. And that's why Wen was so excited. He was talking about this we consciousness that, all his life he was told that we are all one. And you really can't feel it in a physical body unless you're meditating.
Right.
And so forth. But he was able to feel it in an instant, and he was just so excited about that.
He gave you some specific messages, did he not?
He did. He did.
Can you share those with us?
Well, the most important, when he started to talk about the afterlife, he was just so excited. He said, it's not the afterlife at all. It's the continuation of life. Without the restrictions of the physical body that binds us here, And he was talking about how he could now be wherever he needs to be with a thought. If somebody's talking or thinking about him, he could be with them.
Right.
He talks about his connection. He is with his mother, but yes, he is with his father too. And he had some difficulties, when he was growing up with his father abandoning him and everything, but he's now with his father. It's right. Only love.
Yeah, he was born in the same city I was, in Detroit.
Oh, really?
A long time ago, yeah.
Okay.
And he died, he was 75 years old, I think?
Yes.
Something like that.
Yes, yes. But he doesn't want it. We can't call it dying. That's what he said. We can't.
He doesn't. But he doesn't.
Continuation
yeah.
of life. He made his continuation of life or his transition. And yeah, he talks about his life review too, that you're able to perceive what you've done, good, bad, or indifferent, through the other person's eyes, each person, as if you are the other person. Because guess what? You are that other person, and you're feeling that connection, that oneness, right? So he feels what a great, how wonderful he was for the world and all of that. But he also sees, little things we all do, maybe for his family or friends, things that he could have done differently. So it's just amazing. And I hear this often from those who've passed. They're able to perceive through our eyes now, and now it's too late. I tell people, don't wait until it's too late. Try to see through the other person's eyes now and make amends right now.
When you say that you can help teach people how to do this and communicate, must they be believers?
They do not have to be
Really?
believers. And I would tell them, it's, they have everything to gain and nothing to lose if they started
But
practicing
they
this.
become believers if they tap into this, don't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. The most important thing I would tell them is to look for and ask for, without a doubt, signs. I call them without a doubt, not just anything, something that, would normally not happen and that would come into their life. For example, oftentimes our loved ones like to come through as an animal, a ladybug, a bird, a butterfly, but it's not just any bird,
Or
ladies
an
and gentlemen.
owl, right?
An owl is amazing. Yes. And they use their energy to go inside the animal to let you know they're there. They would do something they normally wouldn't do, such as land on you or peck at your window or so forth, things like that. How about the license plate I was talking about before? If a car cuts you off, instead of getting angry, look at the license plate. It might be their birthday, your loved one's birthday, or their name. There's so many things they could, look for. They make rainbows appear. They come in dreams, but you have to know the difference between a real visitation in a dream and a subconscious dream, which I have to tell everybody about. A real visitation, you wake up knowing without a doubt that they were with you. Oftentimes they come very young. If they were old, they come as the age they want to be remembered as. It's always a very positive dream. If it's a dream from your subconscious, that's something you're trying to resolve with your loved ones. Forgiveness issues, if they're in a casket or something like that, that's your subconscious. That's not a true visitation. So you just have to know the difference. So ask for those signs. They're all around you. And once you ask, be more aware of what's going on around you, and you will be surprised. Just be patient.
There seems to be a lot of self-love involved in this. Is there?
Yes. Well, self-love, there's also what I tell people that they need to do in order to connect with angels and deceased loved ones. They have to raise their vibration, their energy, so it's more on par with the energy of our loved ones and angels. See, they're only loving positive energy. So if we're not practicing self-love, which you just asked, we're going to be lower energy. We won't be able to connect with them. So yes, self-love is extremely important. We're just as important as everyone else. A lot of people are givers, which is wonderful, but we have to also understand we're part of that we consciousness too, and treat ourselves with the respect that we deserve as well.
Do you get messages, Karen, that are prophetic?
Well, yes. Wayne was kind of insinuating before everything happened on the planet, before he passed. This was written a year ago before it was published. So a lot of things he was saying what was going to be happening. And yes, I also get prophetic, but not as often. I don't really see the future and things like that. They tell me pretty much what's going on right now.
Is there anything dire? Oh,
Nothing
and
dire. That's a good word.
that is a good word. I didn't even mean it like that.
Yeah, no, nothing dire other than we each can make a difference in the world, and we can change the vibration of this planet right now and bring it to peace instead of the discord, what's going on right now. So the main focus is that we have to focus on what we want instead of what we don't want. Focus on the light instead of the darkness. And there's so many good things happening in the world and in our lives as well. So we need to focus on that instead of what's going wrong, solutions instead of problems.
How did the family react to you with you being the medium involved in their father's situation?
They're the sweetest family. They are wonderful. They're very, very thankful. And, you know, I still connect with them. I'm traveling with the two daughters, Serena and Sage, to spread the message. They're wonderful. And they see, this is what I taught them as well, is how to connect with them themselves, with him themselves. Because it's
Right,
really, I love to do
exactly.
it for them, but it's more important that they're understanding when he comes to them directly, how is he coming? He's coming as thoughts. He's giving them signs. He's coming to them in dreams, you know, and so forth. And they have to learn how to meditate to quiet their thoughts so that they can hear the thoughts of Wayne and their other deceased loved ones and the angels as well. See, if our thoughts are going a mile a minute, we won't be able to hear our loved ones because they come to us as thoughts. So
Are you a channeler?
I guess I am. But I interpret the message. It's blocks of energy and thoughts that come to me. It's not word for word for word like Esther Hicks when she channels Abraham. It's word for word for word. When I receive messages from deceased loved ones, it comes as blocks of thought, and then I have to interpret it, what they're saying. So, yeah, I guess I am a channeler.
When you say you have to interpret it, what if you're wrong?
I would say, I'm not quite sure what this means, but I see a boxing kangaroo. What does that mean? And then the living loved one, this happened, and she said, oh, he boxed kangaroos in Australia. So I'm not quite sure what something means sometimes. I'll just say what I'm receiving, and we'll figure out what that means.
Karen, since you've been doing this, and how many years now?
Over 20?
20 years.
Yeah.
Have you found that you get more tuned in the more you do this?
Yes. Now I'm more aware of what my thoughts are as opposed to deceased loved ones and the angels. I also know that I have to keep my energy high in order to connect with them. And if I'm going through a difficult time, I have no time for that because then I'm not able to connect. So I do feel it more often, and I've learned to turn it off when I don't want it to happen because it was happening all the time. But yes, I am tuning in more. And I have to learn how to connect and keep my vibration high. When I say my vibration, it's more of a loving, peaceful energy. And sometimes it's not easy, but I have to do that in order to connect.
What are some of the signs that some of these entities show us to convince us that they're the real deal?
The signs that they would show just everyone, or when they come through to me as
To anybody
okay.
individually.
Well, they would come through as a bird, a ladybug, a butterfly, as we were saying. Sometimes they place common objects in our path, such as feathers, coins, or rocks, but to the point where you know, hey, I keep finding pennies, you know, or I keep finding feathers. You know there's something going on. I would tell our listeners to put, you know, all the coins that they're receiving in a jar, or all the feathers they're receiving in one area. They love to make songs come on at the perfect time, you know, their
Yep.
favorite song or the words that you
Or
need to
the
hear.
phone rings and it's somebody you know and expected, I guess.
Yes. You know, they do so many things. They give us numbers over and over, whether it be 1111, 2222, your loved one's birthday or your address, something like that. They love to play with electricity. They make buzzing sounds in our ears. That's one that most people don't realize. Oftentimes, when our loved ones speak to us, before they talk, I hear beep, like a ringing sound. They speak to us on a different frequency. So I would tell our listeners to pay attention to those buzzing sounds in their ears. Not every time there's something wrong with their ears, you know, to pay attention to that as well.
Now, you seem very enlightened, Karen, but have you ever had a demon or a bad entity try to sneak through?
No,
You
they're
have
not
not.
welcome. They're not welcome. It's not, when you turn on the light, the darkness goes away. They're not even welcome.
Is that you that can keep them away?
We all can keep them away. When you have the power, absolute power, nothing can come
I
within
mean,
you.
they're out there, aren't they?
Absolutely, but they're not on my vibration, so they're not. It's like when you turn to 1300 AM and somebody from 3200 FM is trying to connect with you just won't hear it. You won't feel them. So no.
When you were feeling those moments of insecurity, do you think some evil entities were trying to break you down?
No, that's the only no evil influences other than my own insecurities, which I'm still working on. I'm still working on that. That's part of the weak consciousness too, is to understand self-love and the advantages of self-love and all of that. That's what I'm working on. I'm really good at giving and, you know, to everyone else, but I have to learn how to give to myself and self-love.
Karen's website is her name, linked up at coasttocoastam.com. She's got several books out there, including the one we're talking about, We Consciousness. Another one was called Your Life After Their Death. And then another was Through the Eyes of Another. We'll talk more about that, and we'll take your phone calls with her when we come back on Coast to Coast AM as we talk about messages from beyond, what's on the other side.